We are holding now the very end. Nun Gimel, last sif is Chaf Vav. Yeah, this is the end. Okay. Kal Shinahagu Lamanos Anoshim Al Tzarche Tzibur Lizman. So you have a person who's appointed for like a community position, right? We'll talk about like he's going to like the Chazen, like the guy like Tzedakah, the treasurer. They have, and there's a set limit to how long that appointment is. So the minhag has been that when the whatever it is, we'll say like 3 years. So when that time period is up, so then they're done, and then a new person takes over the position. Doesn't matter who it is, the chazan, the gabbai tzedaka, any other you know position that's needed. Whether it's a paid position or it's a volunteer position. Even if there hasn't really a set in time, just in general, it's as if it was explicitly stated. That's the minhag. So then you're done, and the next guy takes over. The chazan should use a sitter that's designated for that, for the tzibur. We'll see why. Because it was certainly written correctly, properly. The Mishnah Berura speaks out in Pei Vav. Hatzibur Lizman, right? If you're appointed to the community position for a time, so it brings a tshuva, I'm a tshuva, chem de shlomo simen zayin, b'schar chazan lizman gimel shonim. So the case is, or they hired the chazan for 3 years. Demasik ahach dina dehocha, dehu davka b'mokam sheminha gla'achir hazman yitzu elu. This is specifically in the case where the minig was that they stop after that period of time. Nowadays, and we don't get rid of a person for no reason. If we have something to be concerned about, like we talk about rumors or Edom come against him, okay, so then we'll get rid of him. But, you know, for no reason, there's no reason not to have him continue. Morning. So he says we shouldn't remove him. We're in Sifkot and Peivov. We shouldn't remove the chazan for no reason. There's no reason to suspect him. You know, there's the Gemara in Shabbos tells us right? That we try not to suspect people for no reason. Ein sham, ein b'tshuva sachasim soifer simin reish vav. Gamkin keinze. He also has the similar idea. Good morning. Imlo kishehisna befeirish la'acher hazman shegavlu yihye kule zman.
Okay, so whether you have to get a new appointment, will it just be understood that he will be continuing in his current, put the current arrangement in place.
And the last thing, the Ramah says that the Chazan should use a special sitter that's been miyuchad for the tzibur. Nichtav lishmo, because it's written correctly, pirsus means nichtav l'shem shemayim. It was written for pure reasons, v'lo l'shem his pa'arus. It's not for an art project. You know, in these days, they had handwritten sidurim. So first, I want to make sure you have it correctly, because he's going to be motzi everybody, so I want to make sure he has the correct nusach, right? So that it was written for proper reasons. It's interesting. I have 66. What, do you have a deer shoe at that point?
66? I think,
yes, on the top right.
Top right, yeah. You're also 66? Okay, I'm using the previous... It's a Moshe. It says, "Va'afal pisha b'shel yochid ein tzorech lehakpid kosev shud igris Moshe shme'achar sheroyim lekan she." I'm sorry. She'ofen kesivas hasider oisir roishem b'masei mitzvah hatzefila v'kabbalah salifnei hamakom. Moshe writes that the way a sitter is written can affect the efficacy of it. That if you have a sitter that was printed or written on Shabbos, the Chilul Shabbos, by people who are not from, then that could affect the ability of the one who is davening using that siddur. The kachish lizar shlo his parliament toch siddur sheish chashash shenidfas aide Chilul Shabbos v'fil aide polim nochrim by non-Jews or by was done on Chilul Shabbos. The eich yispalo aide dover sheye kitegra chas v'shalom. How could you something that's like causing an accusation? So it's not going to be good for the tzibur. That's a big chiddush. You see from Moshe that the sitter itself that you use, the mitzvah, the object that you're using, that creates part of a roshim. So that's why you should be careful to use a sitter that we know it was printed l'shma.
So maybe the Maxwell House Haggadahs are no good.
Why not? What's the Max?
I don't know. It was made by Maxwell House.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm not coming with any chumras against the Maxwell House Haggadahs. Many fine Jews use the Maxwell House Haggadahs. But by the tzibur, there's an additional reason why. Nowadays, everyone has a sitter, so you have a fine sitter.
I think it was rumored that there was some Jewish publishing companies that were Machal Shabbos.
Oh, so that's the case. It certainly shouldn't.
In the old, I don't know about today, but in the old days.
I didn't see the truth. I just saw quoted here in the thing. But I think it was the Bava of a Rebbe. That he was makbid to not use his a personal sitter and davening from the Amid. Because if you look, so usually when they have like the large sitter, they're donated Ili Nishmas, an individual, right? So every time you use that sitter, that's what it's designated for. That the chazan should use this sitter, and that serves to elevate the soul of the person who was donated on their behalf. So I think it was the Babri. He wouldn't use his own sitter. He used the shul sitter because that's the whole purpose why this was designated to be used for them. So you're robbing them from that opportunity. So he was makbid to in fact use the large sitter, whatever it was that was on the Amud. Yeah, okay, back inside to the Mishnah Berurah. That was Ramosha's comment about being careful to make sure we're using siddurim that were printed in a permissible way. Vafilu im ha-siddur shel ha-yochid hu b'ksav no yoyser mi-ha-tzibur. Even if you have someone's private siddur that was, it's a nicer printing. Again, we're not talking about printed press, we're talking like it was handwritten. B'svarim ha-nidvasim ein chilek bein shel tzibur li-yochid. On a printed siddur, so there's no difference. It's just, there's a large, font. 12 versus font 18, but there's no real, there's no chilek in terms of quality of that. So kosva prima gadim nochon alf yochid his pal mitocha siddur. So even a yochid should daven using a siddur, right? In the next dirshu he has 67. Legabit tefil mitocha siddur kosva lekamen later on da arizal hayem his pal mitocha siddur. The arizal used to daven from a siddur, not by heart. Kidei shechavin ma'od v'gam shlo levliya nekuda. Said he would have better kavan and he shouldn't swallow up any of the vowels. If a person feels that they'll daven better using a siddur and looking inside, they 100% should use that.
You know something, if you say something by heart for many years, and then after many years you look into the siddur, you might find that that some mistake has crept in.
That's true.
I found that to be so, You just habit of always saying it by heart, and then years later you look
you at realize it. Realize I wasn't saying it by heart. I wasn't saying it correctly all these years. Whoops.
The
old cost of the common later on, Litany Birkas Hamazon, the Hamadaktik Yezahir Levarech Lechavchil Mitocha Sefer Velo Balpeh. So benching should be done from a thing. It's also an important thing. And there's a famous story about Rav Shach. The Rav Shach had a Kabbalah on himself, not for a limited period of time, that he would use a. He'd bench from a sitter when he was at his house. It was from then until the time that yours was then until Pesach. When he was in his house, he would use it. He would bench from a sitter. That's the idea of taking on a small kabbalah, not taking on something huge. Rav Shach could have taken on something much larger, but the idea was taking on small successes. Success breeds success. So to take on something a little bit small for a limited period of time, then that's one of the ways to keep growing. This is af bechazoras hashatz. In terms of when the chazan is repeating the Shemona Esrei, Kosel Lekam, and we'll see later on, Shenachan Sheh Hasidah Patuach, Lefanav Lios Oznav Pukuchos Al Masha Omer Hashatz. So a person should be looking into the Siddur and following along during the Chazara. That's the way of having Kavana. Lekamon, Hei Bigam Shekosev Hashlo, Ra'isi Mehacharedim Al Devar Hashem. I saw those who are careful about the word of Hashem, Shemasimin Hasidah Bifnehim, they keep the Siddur open in front of the Shas Chazara Satafila. Right, that they're looking into the siddur when the chazan is repeating it. Ve'enehim, ve'libam, their eyes and their hearts sham. Shlo sham yira chutz. They're not looking elsewhere. Ve'az mechuvanim al kol mila umila. So that's how they're able to have kavana that they look. They've done their Shemona Esrei, but they're not doing anything. They're not looking into a sefer. They're not opening up their phone. They're looking into a siddur and they're following along word by word during the chazaras hashatz, which he writes is what the proper thing is to do. Okay, let's.
Not just for that. So that you can there can be a min that can answer to the brachas.
Yeah, inachinam. But it's even more than that. Let's say you're in a huge shul. There's 100, 200 people there. Nevertheless, even if you have a minion, we'll see later on. We get to these halachas inside. Even if you have a minion, 10 people are definitely answering. It's not a question of a bracha levatal on the shlich. Sometimes it is. You have a minion mitzumtzum. You have 10 guys. You better answer. But no, there's 100 of the guys. So who cares? I'm doing my own thing. I'm whatever. No, the proper thing to do is to look into. Right. Okay. Let's just finish up the last part. V'kol shekein back in the what's it called Mishnah Berurah. V'kol shekein shliach tzibur she'emes tzibur alav yispal b'fnim. Certainly the shliach tzibur should be davening. He should not be davening baal peh. right? You know, it could be you have a chazan who knows it very well. He doesn't feel he needs it, but he still should be looking inside. Now, again, he said earlier, everything's according to how a person you know, feels what's going to help them. There's a, it's reported from the Brisker, I think it was the Brisker Rav, might be Rav Chaim, one of them in the Soloveitchik family, that the whole month of El, they used to be murmuring to themselves, rehearsing the Musaf from Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur Davin used to be just saying it over and over again, praying, because he felt it was better to Davin not using a siddur, so he wanted to make sure he had a shagur b'fiv, so he would be repeating it to himself over and over again. So there you see a different gadol who would Badavka not use a siddur, his kavan would be better. But everyone helps. But whatever helps a person, it's not. Now here's something interesting. Look at this. The Kohen Shlich Tzibur Chazan. Why do we call him the Chazan, the one who has the vision? Shetzarech Liros Ha'ech Yikra, because he's looking inside. He's called the Chazan, who has the vision. He's looking at the words as he's saying them. The Targum Vayar, to see something, is V'chazi, right? To see, and that's why it's called, right? That's a Chazan. Okay, so he's looking inside while davening. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Have a good day, everyone.